Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here on IB English Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And so, obviously, I'm talking about greed. I'm talking about the month of Ramadan. And look, I'm talking about some of the ideas, some of the aspects of greed that maybe, you know, we don't always talk about pertaining to the month of Ramadan, because I suppose we're often just so preoccupied with, you know, how we're feeling and the fasting and, you know, when's the iftar coming and so on, and inshallah squeezing in the reading of the Quran too. But so there's an interesting hadith from a holy prophet who said that the children of Adam, so people, will get old, but two things still remain young with them: greed for wealth and greed for life. So obviously this means, so there's two things we need to take special care with. So obviously being greedy for financial things, being greedy for life, being greedy for things of this life, of this world. Now, obviously, as in a sense, we are dealing very much with the deprivation, the lack of something, so lack of food, maybe deprivation of some of our other things, maybe some of us have a tendency to sort of be irritable, or to use the wrong words. And obviously we're having to control our nafs in so many ways during the month of Ramadan. But just the fasting alone obviously is also addressing this. And also we have to remind ourselves, so why is greed for wealth, greed for life, what is so dangerous about them? And what are some of the things that we are reminded of? How are we supposed to behave? So obviously know that, for example, greed for life, we're told that we're supposed to work for the hereafter as if we're going to die tomorrow, and work for this world as if we're going to live forever. Welcome back to A to Z here on IB English Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously, we're just taking another look at greed, and this time also going beyond just the greed for food. We're talking about greed for wealth, greed for life, and just greed in itself. Look, this particular trait is something that we can really work against during the month of Ramadan. Anyway, that's why it's really important to talk about it. And obviously, I've mentioned that everything we do in this in our life, so we're supposed to work, behave, act and speak as if we're going to die tomorrow, in terms of collecting good deeds and doing good things, because there is no point putting off doing the good deed or being kind to that person, thinking, oh, next month I'll do that, I'll help them next month, the month after, I don't have time now. Because, you know, we don't know when Allah is going to take us out of this world. But then again, at the same time, if we're so concerned with material benefits, you know, that's okay. You know, they'll come, inshallah. We shouldn't worry too much. Allah will provide for us. So we shouldn't have our focus on that. And obviously these two things, so greed for wealth, greed for life, and obviously greed for food and gluttony, which is very much sort of directly related to thing with food during Ramadan, that fits in here. So greed, these types of greed, this also indicates in a sense a love of this world, you know, and love of this world. This very temporary world is also said to be the root of all vices. So obviously, if during the month of Ramadan we can just develop restraint, we can go more towards frugality and really just having only what we need. Because we're actually, some hadith even tell us, don't worry, if you have more than what you need for your meal, for your next meal, that extra is possibly decreed for other people anyway. So this is really the attitude we need to have, just what we need. Anything over and above that, we should understand, well, that might actually be someone else's sustenance that we're about to give to them. So inshallah, these are some extra thoughts to take with you during the month of Ramadan. And thank you for today. And I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z on IB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.